Mishnayis Mesecht Yuma, Perek Rishon Mishnah Aleph, Shivas Yomim Koidim Yom Kippurim, 7 days before Yom Kippur, Ma'afrishim Kohen Gadol Mibesoi, it was Aloha that we have to separate the Kohen Gadol, take him away from his house, which Mibesoi really means his wife, Lalishchas Parhedrin, that we have to bring him and let him live in the Beis Hamikdash, in this room called the Lishchas Parhedrin, for 7 days. Now the Gemara explains the reason why we have this mitzvah of Hafrosha, of taking the Kohen Gadol away from his wife for 7 days. So first the Gemara comes out, really it's a machlokes, Rabbi Yochanan holds, we darshan this from a pasuk that it says by the Miluyim, that it says there that the first 7 days, the Aharon HaKohen had to be separated and live in the Oyam Moed. Right, the pasuk says, "Mipesach Oyam Moed leisaitzu shivas yomim." Then the pasuk says, "Kasherosa b'yom hazeh, tivu Hashem lasois lechaper elechem." And we darshan lasois means zemai sepora. It's the same thing. The kohen that burns the poraduma 7 days before he burns it is also a mitzvah hafrosha. And then from the word lechaper elechem, zemai tiyom kippurim, that is a mitzvah essay to be mafresh the kohen gadol 7 days before Yom Kippur to bring him into the lishkas parhadrin. Now for this alone, it would have been enough just to bring him into the Beis HaMikdash, like to give him Kedusha. The Gemara asked the question, though, why does it also say Mibesoi, that we have to separate him from his wife? So the Gemara explains, because we're afraid maybe he'll live with his wife, and maybe she'll be a Sofik Nida, because maybe Bishas Tashmis, she'll see some dam, and it'll be a question, maybe the Kohen Gadol was born like a Nida Bishogeg, and then the Halacha is, he's Tomei for 7 days. So then it comes out on Yom Kippur, he'll still be Tomei, and then we won't have the Avodah being done, because the Avodah Yom Kippur is only kosher with the Kohen Gadol. Therefore, to take away all chashashim that he shouldn't live with his wife when she's a Sofik Nida, we are mafreshim from his wife also 7 days in advance, and then we bring him into the Lishchas Parhedrin. Then the Mishnah says, Umaskinin loy Kohen Achar Tachtov. We prepare another Kohen Gadol instead of the first one. Why? Shema Yara Boy Psul. Because maybe something will happen to the first Kohen Gadol. Maybe he'll become Tomei, maybe become a Zav, maybe become a Balkeri, and then he'll be Tomei, he can't do the Avodas Hayom. So before Yom Kippur, we prepare a second Kohen Gadol. Now the second Kohen Gadol, there's no mitzvah prisha on him, and the Gemara explains in Saraya that this mitzvah prisha is only a mitzvah b'yalma, it's not likuva. So therefore here, that even if the Tzad, the first Kohen, does become possible, so we make the second one, the Kohen Gadol, even though he did not have a mitzvah safrosha 7 days in advance, still, for the effort, the avoider is good, he is a kosher of Kohen Gadol. So what does it mean, umasakin and loy, we prepare for him? We prepare for him means his begodim. We make sure he has the 8 begodim of the big day Kohen Gadol, and we make sure they fit him the right size. Who adin the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur, when he does the avoider of Nair Lefnim, he only wears the 4 begodim. So we also have to prepare that he has 4 begodim that fit him perfectly. Rabbi Yehudu, and Rabbi Yehudu says, Af Isha Acheres Maskin Eloi. We also have to prepare another wife for the Kohen Gadol before Yom Kippur. Why? Shemos Tomos Ishtoi. We're afraid maybe his wife will die on Yom Kippur. And if the Kohen Gadol doesn't have a wife, then the Avoider is possible. Why? Shenema, the Pasuk says, V'chiper ba'ado yuvad beisoi. He has to do a forgiveness for himself and for his wife. It's the karbonis that he brings, have to forgive for his chatoim and for his wife. So he dashen like beisoi zu ishtoi. Beisoi means his wife. So it's a tenai likuv. If the Kohen Gadol does not have a wife, then his avodah is posel. So if Yehuda is afraid maybe his first wife will die during Yom Kippur, therefore you have to prepare for him a second wife. Omruloi, the Rabbanon answered back to Rabbi Yehuda, in Cain, if you're afraid that if you're afraid the first wife will die, that's why you prepare a second wife. Ein l'dover seif, there's no end. Why do you say only prepare one wife? Why aren't you afraid maybe that wife will also die? And if she dies, you have to prepare a third wife, and go on. Therefore, the Rabbanon said, we're not afraid that maybe his first wife will die. Even though the Rabbanon are afraid that maybe the Kohen Gadol will become possible, and that's why we're misaking another Kohen Gadol. So the Gemara explains that shchiach. It's probable it could happen that the Kohen would become Tomei. Mashenkin for the Kohen's wife to die, since there's a Cheskes Chaim, we're not afraid, that's Lashchia, that she should die, we're not afraid she will die. But Rabbi Yehuda's Svar is, yes, we have to be afraid maybe she will die. Therefore, it's enough to prepare just one other wife. Let's be afraid maybe she'll also die. For that much, Rabbi Yehuda is not afraid. He's not afraid both of them will die. It's enough to be afraid just maybe the first one will die. Therefore, we prepare a second wife. Now, the Gemara's maskana is, how do we prepare a second wife? The Gemara says, just to prepare is no good, because the Pasuk says, Bechiper Bado Yavad Beisoi, he has to be his wife. She has to be his wife. And not only with Kedushin, Beisoi means even with Nisuyin. So Gemara says, we can make Nisuyin before Yom Kippur. Like, so now, right before Yom Kippur, he's married to two wives. So then the question is, the Pasuk says, Beisoi, which is Mashma, only one wife, and not like Batim, not two wives. So the Kohen Gadol cannot have two wives during Yom Kippur. So Gemara explains that he gives both wives a get on a Tanai. And he says to his second wife, this is a get, al-menas, that the first one does not die. So if the first one does not die, he still has his first wife throughout the whole Yom Kippur, then we say the get is chal. So therefore the second wife is not his wife, because the get was chal before Yom Kippur. Only the first wife is his wife. Let's say the first one dies, then we say the get is not chal, and then he's married to the second one. But the Gemara asks the question, oh, let's be afraid maybe the first one will die in the middle of the day. So it comes out that the get is not a get. Therefore, he's married to the second one. But at the beginning of the day, when the first one was alive, at that time, he had two wives. So the chur the avoidi did at that time should be possible. So the Gemara says he gives the first wife also a get. And with her you make it tonight that the get is a good get, al manas that I go into the Beis HaKnesses. So whenever the Kohen Gadol sees that he has to like give a get to his first wife, in the case where she dies in the middle of the day, so he doesn't want at the beginning of the day the avoidi should be possible. Like right before he sees she's going to die, he goes into the Beis HaKnesses. Therefore, the get is chal for the first wife. So it's as if he doesn't have her as a wife, only the second wife. Therefore, this is the case that at all times we make sure the Kohen Gadol always has only one wife.
Mishnah Beis. Kol Shivat Hayomim, all the 7 days before Yom Kippur that we are mafresh the Kohen Gadol, is Huzerek Es Adam. He makes the Zrikas Adam, as he brings the Korban HaTomid in the morning, and in the afternoon, the Tomid Shabin Abayim, and he does the Zrikas Adam, Umakti Resa Keteris. He also does the Keteris every day of these 7 days, B'chol Yoim, Al HaMizbech Azov, and he does it, half of the Keteris is done in the morning, B'Shachris, Ufras Ben Havayim, and half of it is done in the afternoon. Umeiti Resa Neris, the Kohen Gadol also fixes the menorah, fixes the neiros for the menorah. Umakriv esoroish v'esoregel. Takes the pieces from the Korban HaTomid, he is the one that carries it up to the Kevesh. Like we'll see later on in the Mishnayosin, that there's a shaila, which Kohanim do it, how many Kohanim work in bringing up the Yevorim to the Kevesh. So it says, these 7 days, the Kohen Gadol should do it. And it's not only the Rosh and the Regal, this is really the first thing that's carried, but he carries up all the pieces to the Mizbeach. And the reason is that he should be used to doing the Avodah, that when it comes Yom Kippur, he will know exactly how to do the Avodah's Hayom. Now the Mishnah says, Ushar Kol Hayomim, the rest of the year, he's not on Yom Kippur, not on these 7 days, Im Rotzo Lahakriv Makriv. If the Kohen Gadol wants to come and be makriv, do a korban, he's allowed to come in and do the korban whenever he wants. She Kohen Gadol makriv chelak barosh. Whenever the Kohen Gadol comes in, he's allowed to do the avodah at first. He has the first choice to do the avodah. Even though usually for the regular kohanim, the kohanim had yotim, there is a base av, there are special kohanim that have the right to do it each week. But the Kohen Gadol, anytime he wants to, he could come in and do the avodah if he wants to. And if he doesn't want to, he doesn't have to do the avodah. The avodah is done with other kohanim. V'noitel chelek barosh. Who are them when they divide up the korbanos to give out to the kohanim, even though usually the kohen that was ivri, that brought the korban, he's the one that gets the meat eat from it, but the kohen gadol, he has the right to take the first chelek and the best chelek of the meat. In other words, even though the kohen gadol did not do the avodah of the korban, he did not bring this korban chatas, still, when it comes to divide up the meat to give it out to the kohanim, the Kohen Gadol is noitel chelik barosh. As covered from the Kohen Gadol, he has a right to take the first chelik. Now this is talking about kotshei mizbech of the Karbonis, but not by kotshei gvul. Moshe by truma and chala and by matonis, that the Kohen Gadol does not take barosh, but rather the Kohen Gadol and the Kohen Hedyot all achokim b'shove.
Mishnah Gimel. Nosru loy zekenim mizikne bezdin. It's all 7 days that the Kohen Gadol was separated to go into the Lishkas Bahadrin. They used to give him every single day the zekenim, the older people from the Sanhedrin, to teach him the Seder HaAvoida, that he should know how to do the Avoida on Yom Kippur. V'ikorim lofonov v'seder hayom. They read from him the psukim that spoke about the halachas of Yom Kippur, of the Avoida of Yom Kippur. V'yoyimim loy, and the zekenim would tell the Kohen Gadol, Ishi Kohen Gadol, Ishi Loshin Adoini, like a chosh of a person, of a Kohen Gadol, Kro'ata b'ficha, you yourself should read the psukim, the Seder of the Avoida. Shem or Shachachta, maybe you forgot the psukim, or Shem or Lamadato, or maybe you never even learned these psukim. So we want to teach it to you, we want you to learn them now. So the Gemara asked the question, is it possible to say that Kohen Gadol didn't learn the psukim, like he didn't learn the psukim in Chumash? And the Gemara says, yes, we're talking about the Bayi Sheni, that they used to buy themselves to be a Kohen Gadol. They used to, whoever was richer, used to give money to buy himself in to be a Kohen Gadol. So it was possible that he did not even learn the psukim about the Avoid of Yom Kippur. Then the Mishnah says, Erev Yom HaKippurim, when it came the last day of the 7 days, it came Erev Yom Kippur, Shachris in the morning, Ma'amidim Oisoi B'Shar HaMizrach. We would take the Kohen Gadol to stand by the Shar Mizrach of the Azara, Ma'avirim Lofonav, we would make pass in front of him, Porim, axes, the Elim, rims, Ukvosim and lambs, kidei shehei makhe v'roga b'avoida. Kidei that the Kohen Gadol should know the differences, the different animals, to be able to know which avoida belongs on which one of them. And the seirim, the goats, that the Gemara says we did not bring in front of the Kohen Gadol. Kidei he should not have a chlisha sadat, he should not feel so bad, because the soyer l'ashem or the shol or soyer l'azozel, that was mechaper on the chatoim of Gan Klai Yisrael, so he shouldn't feel so bad. We didn't bring that in front of him on Erev Yom Kippur. Mishnah Dalet. Kol Shivas Hayomim. All these 7 days before Yom Kippur. Loho Yumoinim Mimenu Maichel Mishta. We did not hold back from the Kohen Gadol to eat or to drink. He was allowed to eat or drink whatever he wanted. But Erev Yom HaKippur Im Chashecho. When it came Erev Yom Kippur, Im Chashecho, like before Shkia, towards the night already. Loho Yumanich Noiselechel Harbei. Then they did not let the Kohen Gadol eat too much. Why? Because eating too much would put you to sleep, and we don't want the Kohen Gadol to go to sleep the night of Yom Kippur, like we'll see later on. So therefore, we did not let him eat too much right before Yom Kippur. Mishnah Hei. Misaruhu zikne bezdin lezikne kuna. Then the older people of the Sanhedrin, the Rosh Sanhedrin, gave over to the Zikne Kuna, to all the people of the Kohanim, to take care of the Kohen Gadol now. This was on Erev Yom Kippur in the morning. V'he'elu l'aliyas Beis Avtinus. And they brought him up to the Aliyah, to the attic of Beis Avtinus. That was the bias where they used to make the Keteris. These were the people that knew how to make the Keteris. V'yeshbiyuhu. And they swore him. As the Zikne Bezdin still made the Kohen Gadol swear to them. V'niftaru v'holchalhem. And then the Zikne Bezdin went away and left them alone. Now the Omruloi, when the Zikne Bezdin made the Kohen Gadol swear, how did the Kohen Gadol have to swear? The Omruloi, they said to the Kohen Gadol, Ishi Kohen Gadol, our Chosh of the Kohen Gadol, Adoni, our master of the Kohen Gadol, Onu Shluchei Bezdin, we are the Shliach, the messenger from Bezdin, from the Sanhedrin, V'ato Shlucheinu, and you are our Shliach, you Kohen Gadol, O Shliach Bezdin, you're also the Shliach of Bezdin. Is mashbi and onu alech? We want to make you swear. The mi sheshichen shmei b'bayis hazeh. In other words, to our Kodesh Baruch Hu that lives in this house. What are we making you swear? Shelo yisheshane dover mikol ma shomarnu loch. That you should not change anything when it comes on Yom Kippur differently from the way we taught you. As we just got finished teaching you exactly how to do the avoida, so we want you to swear not to make a difference, not to change. So the Mishnah ends off, Hu Poirish Uboicha, that the Kohen Gadol was perish, went away from them, and started to cry for the fact that they were choshedim, that maybe he would change. V'hein porshin uveichin. And the Ziknei Bezdin, they would also go away and start to cry. Why they had to be choshed, the Kohen Gadol, that maybe he would change. And the Gemara says, the Iker were choshed for that the Kohen Gadol should not be a tzduki. That used to first make the smoke of the Keteris come in, and then they would go into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. But we're supposed to do it not that way. We walk in just with the coals and the Keteris, and in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, that's where we pour the Keteris onto the coals. Mishnah Vov. Im Hoye Chochem. If the Kohen Gadol was a Chochem, was a wise man, is Derish. He was able to Derish, means Isaac, the whole night of Yom Kippur, in the Midrasha, in Halacham, he used to learn Torah. V'yim Lav, if he wasn't a Chochem, Tamid Chachamim Darshan Lefonav. Other Tamid Chachamim would learn Darshan in front of him. V'yim Rogel Likros Korah. If he knew how to at least read the Chumash, read Sukkim, he would read Sukkim. V'yim Lav, if not, Korah Lefonav. They would read Sukkim in front of him. And the Gemara explains, like, how is it possible to say that the Kohen Gadol doesn't know how to read? The Gemara says, yes, in the Beis Hamikdash Hasheni, sometimes you had Kohanim Gedolim that couldn't even read. Uvameh Korah Lefonav, what are they allowed to read in front of him on the night of Yom Kippur? Be'iyuv uve'ezro uve'divri hayomim. Zechariah ben Kavuta Leiner, that Pamam Harbe a lot of times, Karisi Lefonav v'Daniel. He read in front of the Kohen Gadol, Sukkim from Daniel. In other words, you're supposed to read these in Yonim, which are Moshchim Mesalev L'Shemim Mafigim Mesashenim. Now these are Dvorim that keep you awake, you're interesting to hear the whole story of what happened, and therefore the Kohen Gadol would not fall asleep. Mishneh Zayin, Bikesh L'Snamnim. Let's say the Kohen Gadol wanted to fall asleep on Yom Kippur by night, is Pirchei Kahuna, Makin L'Fon of Bietz Patzroda. The young Kohanim would clap their fingers, snap their fingers, and to order to keep him awake. So that's called Makin L'Fon of, they would snap their fingers, Bietz by the finger, Tzroda. Against the thumb. The Omrim Loi, and they would say to the Kohen Gadol, Ishi Kohen Gadol. Ishi is Lashon of a Choshev person, like you Choshev Kohen Gadol. Amoid, stand up. For Hovek Achas al Ritzpah. And put like one foot onto the Ritzpah, onto the cold floor. And that would keep you awake. And they would be Isaac, keep him awake until it comes in the morning to the Zman to make the Shechita. And the Tzferas Yisrael says, what were they? Ma'asikin oisai, v'kriya shirim u'mizmorim. They would say different sukkim, different mizmorim in front of the Kohen Gadol, until it comes the time to bring the Tomei Shel Shachar. Mishneches, b'chol yoim, every day of the year, tormin es ha'mizbeach v'kriya sagever. When was the Zman to do the first thing, the true mesadeshin, to take off one little pot, one little shovelful of the ashes off the mizbeach? That was done early in the morning, the Kriya Sagever, when you hear the rooster making noises. Oi, Samachoy, or else right before it. Bein l'Nirit, bein l'Fonav, bein l'Yachrov. Whether before it or whether afterwards. But b'yoyim ha-Kippurim mechatzois. By Yom Kippur, they were allowed to do it by Chatzois HaLailo. They did the true Masadeshin. In order to do it, since the Kohen Gadol did it, in order to do it as early as possible for him, that he shouldn't be tired yet, while he still has the strength. Uvor Golim, but on Yom Tovim, Miyashmer Marishayna. At the end of the first Mishma, the night is divided into three different Mishmarim. So at the end of the first third of the night, that's when they would make the Truma Sedeshin. Why? Because Lehoisa Kriya Sageva Magas. It didn't happen on Yom Tovim that the whole Klai Yisrael had to come up to be early regal, all the people living in Eretz Yisrael, that when the time it came to Kriya Sageva, when the time it came to the rooster and calling in the morning, that Achehoiso Azora Malaya Misrol. So Azora was full of Klai Yisrael. In other words, the whole Klai Yisrael came early to bring all the Kabbonis they had to bring on your Golem, on the Yom Tovim. Therefore, they started much earlier to make the Truma Sadeshen way earlier to make it right after the first third of the night. And the Gemara says, really, that Midiraisa, this Avoida of the Truma Sadeshen, is kosher really the whole night. So that's why on Regolem they did it much earlier. On Yom Kippur, they made the Chatzos. In a regular day, they did it right before, right at the beginning of the day. Perek Sheni, Mishnah Aleph. Bo Rishon at the beginning. Kol Mishuroi Tzolitroi Mesamezbeach Torim. Whoever wanted to do this avoida of the true Mesadeshin, he could do it. In other words, there weren't too many people coming, so it wasn't a big rush. So therefore, whoever wanted to let them do it, like first come, first serve. Of his man Shem Rubin, let's say Amol, you had a few people, a few Kanim came together, each one said he wanted to do the true Mesadeshin, is Rotzin V'yerlim Ba'kevesh. They would run to go up the plank, up the Mizbeach. Whoever reached the last, like, 4 amas of the plank, right before the Mizbeach, whoever got there first, whoever ran up first, he was able to do this avoid of the true Mesadeshin. Let's say two of them reached the last 4 amas together. Then the one who was appointed would say to them, the mamun on the garolas, hatzviyu, like, put out your hands. What did they put out? One or two. But you're not allowed to put out the thumb in the base of Migdash. Now, the meaning of this atzviyu, putting out your finger, was that's the way they chose between these two to know which one should be zeichem to do the avoida. So they used to, like, pick a number, a big number, and all the kanim would stick out their fingers. Like we said, we're supposed to do really only one. But if a person was older that he couldn't pick out one finger, like the other finger came with it, then he was allowed to put out two. But to put out the agudel, to put out your thumb, that we don't want, because if you put out your thumb, you could stretch your thumb very far away from your first finger. And then some people, Ramoyim, who would stick out 2 fingers. In other words, what they did was, let's say it had 5 people, 5 kanim here. So each one of them stuck out the finger, and the Mamuna picked a number, let's say like 30. So he would go around, keep on going around, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, until it came out to 30. And the one at 30 ended off with, he would be zeicha to do the avoida. Now the Ramoyim, when they saw it was coming to number 29, so he didn't want to lose it. So he would put out like 2 fingers. He would stick out his thumb and his big finger. So they would count them like 29 and 30, he would win. So therefore, in the base of Migdash, they did not let you stick out your thumb, because then it's possible to make it look like 2 people. By showing you can adjust your fingers, they're always pretty close together. You just put out 1, or else if you're an older person, you're allowed to put out 2. And that's the way they used to count the people. Because you're not allowed to count the people by itself, there'll be a magefam. So therefore we count the fingers. Mishnah Beis. Maisa shehoyu shnayim shoven. It once happened when 2 kohanim were equal. The rotzen v'yodim v'kevish. They were running up the plank, up the plank of Tzidim Mizbeach. V'dochav echad mi'em eschaveroi. And 1 kohen pushed off the other kohen. V'nofol, he fell off the plank, he fell off the kefesh going up. V'nishpura ragli, and he broke his leg. V'chivon shiro bezdin shabolo de sakona. Once Bezdin saw that the kohanim were coming to lay sakona, to come into danger, his kino de mena takona, shilo yil sormin es hamezbech elo bapayis. Even to do this first avoidum of the true mesadeshin, we could only be zeich at the beginning only with a pious. A pious means a type of choosing to just choose which kohen should be zeicha. And Abor for Yosai's Hoyushom. There were 4 different times that they chose to pick out which one to do the avoider. The Zeha Pius Arishan. This was the first choosing that they had in the morning, before early morning, to know which kind should be Zeha to do the avoider of the Trumas Adeshin. Mishneh Gimel. Ha Pius Hasheni. What was the second thing they chose for? Is Mi Shoichet. Which kind should be Zeha to do the Shechita of the Korban Atomid? Mi Zerik. Who's going to be zerik the dam? Now, the way it worked was that they made this pious, like we said, the Muna picked a big number, he picked like number 50, and let's say there were 20 kohanim there, so he went around the row, and when number 50 ended off, that person was zeicha. So that person was zeicha to do the shechita. Then the one next to him, he was the zerik, he made the zerik of the dam. Then mi medashin hamizbech apnimi, who would be zeicha to clean out the inside Mizbeach, that was the 3rd kohen on his right side. Mi medashin es menorah, who would be zeicha to clean out the menorah, that was like the 4th kohen on the right side from the one that was zeicha to be the shechet, the one that picked this piece, the one that won the piece. O mi male borom lakevish, and which kohen is going to be zeicha now to carry up the borom, the pieces of meat of this of the korban atomid, which was a korban olah. You have to carry up the pieces of meat up to the Mizbeach to be burnt there. So who carried them up, Lakevish, up the plank, is Harosh v'Haregel. 1 kohen went with the head and the leg, 1 kohen carried it.
And a regel here means the back right foot, and that went to the fifth kohen that was zeichah to carry up the head and the regel. Ushtei hayodayim, the sixth kohen, he was zeichah to carry up the two hands, the two front like legs. Ha'oiketz v'horegel. Ha'oiketz, that's the back part that has the tail on it. V'horegel, that's the back left foot. This is the seventh kohen, has the right to carry this up. Hechoze v'hageron. Hechoze, that's like the breast, the fat of the breast. V'hageron, that's the mokom of the neck. That's the neck with its two ribs, the front, the top two ribs. So that went to the eighth kohen. Ushtei hadafonos, and the two sides of it. That's the two sides of the shedrum. That went to the ninth kohen. V'hakrovayim. That's the insides. That went to the tenth kohen, the hasolis, and then we chose which kohen to bring the mincha. But the 11th kohen now on his right side, he was zeichah to bring the mincha for the korban atomid, the achavitin. That's the mincha. That's a special mincha flower that the kohen gadol had to bring every single day. It was brought in asura sefer solis, and they divided it. Half of it was brought in the morning. And half of it was brought in the evening. So the 12th kohen, he was zeicha to carry this up to the mizbeach. V'hayayin, and then the yayin, the revias hayayin you need for the nesach by the korban atomid. So it comes out that shloisha osa kohanim zochu boy. There were 13 kohanim that was zeicha with the second piece. By the time they made the second choosing, so we say the first one, the number 50, the one that was zeicha, he was the first one, he got to be the shechit. Then the one on his right, he was the Zerk, and the right of him was the Madashin. And we have 13 Kohanim involved in this first piece, in the second piece. Rabbi Akiva Mishum Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Akiva says over the name of Rabbi Yeshua, that Derech Hiluchoy Hoyakoriv. Like, how did they carry up these pieces of meat up to the Mizbeach? They carried it like the way the animal was alive, where the front of the animal walked front and then the back. That's the way it was carried up first. In other words, the head like went first, then the top part of the animal, then the back part of the animal. And the way the animal was walking, when it was alive, that's the way they carried up these pieces of meat now, after the shechit and after they cut it up into pieces, that's the way they carried up these pieces up to the mizbeach. The Mishnah Dalid, Hapayis HaShlishi, what was the third choosing that they did, is Chadoshim Laktoris Bovofisu. The Kohanim came together to choose who would be zeicha to bring the Keteris. And it says, Chadoshim nu Kohanim, that it never happened that the same Kohen brought it twice to Keteris. And they say the reason is because the Keteris made you rich, was a tremendous bracha, so therefore each Kohen got a chance to do the Keteris. So it was always a new Kohen bringing the Keteris. For Harvi, what was the fourth time they made the choosing? Was Chadoshim im Yishonim, nu Kohanim and old Kohanim. That means mi mala ivorim min hakevesh la mizbeach. Who's going to take up the pieces of the meat of the korban hatomid from the kevesh up into the mizbeach? Now, before we had the third piece was which kohanim would carry the pieces of meat from the makom hashchita up until the kevesh, but they used to leave it there and then they would go to say Kriya Shema. Now, when they came back, who would take it up from the kevesh on the plank up to the mizbeach? That was a new piece. And from Rashi was mashma that this last carrying the Evorim from the Kevesh to the Mizbeach, only one kohen was zeicha. As one kohen carried up all these pieces from the Kevesh to the Mizbeach, one after another. Then Mishnehei, Tomid Korav Batisha, Ba'asoro B'yachadoso B'shnei Moser, Loi Pochus V'lo Yoser. As the korban atomid that was brought every morning, sometimes it was brought with 9 kohanim. You needed 9 kohanim to be oisik in carrying up the evorim to the mizbeach. Sometimes you needed 10, sometimes you needed 11 kohanim, and sometimes you needed 12. Not less and not more. Ketzet, how do we have this? Atzmoi besisha. A regular korban atomid, all you have to have is just 9 kohanim, like it was mashma in the Mishnah before. That the first one would carry up the head and the regal, the second one would carry up the two yadayim,
The third one would carry up like the tail and the regal. Haravidi would carry up the chosda and the gora, the breast and the neck. Hachamish would carry up the shtei defanis, the two sides. Hashish, the sixth one, a kebayim, the inside, the kishkis. Hashivi, haselis, the flower. Hashmini, achavit, in the special mincha of the kohen gadol. The achid, ninth one, hayayin. This would be the yayin. So that's on a regular korban atomit. Now, bichog, what about when it comes to yomtiv? Is biyadecha tzlucha shemayim. When it comes to sukkis, you need a special kohen to carry up the, for the nisach hamayim. Carry up one lug, one jar full of water, that's how you have 10. Hare kan asara. And you have 10 kanim. Ben harboyim, on every tomisha ben harboyim, biyecho osar. There you need another 2 kanim, so then you had 11. What do you need another 2 for? So the Mishnah explains, who atzmoi besisha, like the tomisha ben harboyim needed 9, like the regular korban atomit in the morning. Ushnayim biyodom shnei gizri etzim. In the afternoon, by the Ben Harbayim, there was the mitzvah to bring the shnei gizri etzim, 2 big pieces of wood to put on the marocho. For that, you needed 2 kohanim. Then, uva Shabbos, when it came a regular Shabbos, the yachadoser. You brought the korban atomit in the morning with 11 kohanim. Hu atzmoi besisha, the regular korban atomit needed 9. Ushnayim needed another, you needed another 2 Shabbos in the morning. That another 2, each one carried a bosich, a plate of the levoina that came off the lechem aponim, which you had to put on the mizbech to be makter today. So you needed another 2 kanim, you had 11. Over the Shabbos Shabbatei Chachog, if Shabbos came out in the middle of Sukkis, his biyad echod tzlucha shemayim. That's how you have 12. That one of them carried up the tzluchas, the jar of water for the nisach hamayim. 2 of them carried up the levoina. That's a 3 extra. And then the original 9, that's how you have 12. The Mishnah Vov. Ayil korev biyachadosa. When you bring a korban ayil, then you need 11 kohanim. An ayil is a ram that's 2 years old. So how do you have it? Habosa bechamisha. They're carrying up the meat. You need 5 kohanim. Here also, the first one will carry up the head and the regal. The second one will carry up the 2 yadayim. The shlish will carry up the ukitz and the regal. Horvi yachos v'yagora. And achemish yishtei atafanis. Now, ha-korvayim v'yaseles v'yayayin b'shnayim shnayim. You needed 2 for each one of these. 2 to carry up the korvayim, the insides. 2 for the flour. And 2 for the yayin. That's another 6. That's how you have 11. So here are kabayim shem kvedim ba'ayil mibikevish. Hey, the insides of the ayil, which is a 2-year-old animal, is much heavier than a regular kevish than it made from the korban atomit. So therefore, you needed 2 kohanim. Now, the solos and the yarin needed 2 kohanim. There's also, there's more by the ayil than there is by the kevish. Because the solos of a kevis is an Isoran Echod. Over Ayel, but by Korban Ayel that we're talking about now, this ram that's 2 years old, Shnei Esrenim, 2 Esrenim of flour. And over then by the Yayin, for a regular kevish, it was a Revi'ah Sahin, over Ayel it was a Shlisha Sahin. So therefore, you needed 2 Kanim to carry up the Yayin and the Salus. The Mishnah Zayin, Par Korei V'yesum V'yabo, a par of the ox, needed 24 kohanim to be Isaac in the korban. Horosh v'horegel is horosh b'yechod v'horegel b'shnayim. The one kohen carried up the rosh, and you needed 2 kohanim to carry up its regel. Hoiketz v'horegel, by carrying up its tail and the regel, is hoiketz b'shnayim, to carry up the tail part, you had to have 2 kohanim v'horegel b'shnayim, and the regel needed 2. Hechoze v'hagore, here the breast and the neck is herchoz the biyecha. The breast will carry up by 1. The hagera b'shloisha, carry up the neck part, you needed 3 kohanim. Shtei yodayim b'shnayim, the 2 front legs, the 2 front hands, like, well, with 2 kohanim, 1 apiece. Shtei defonos b'shnayim, the 2 sides, well, with 2 kohanim. Hakrovayim, the insides, the haselos and the flour of the ayayin and the wine. Each one of them needed 3 kohanim. So altogether you have 24. Now, b'med devar ma'amurim, when was this all said? The Karbonas Sibur. When you do a Karbon Sibur, then you need b'revam hadris melech, you need these 24 kahanim. Abu the Karbon Yochid, when a private person brought a Karbon, imrotz alahakriv makriv. If he wants to be makrivit, he could do it. Hey, so one kohen could do the whole thing. And even without a pious, as some learn, as though the halacha of a pious is only by a Karbon Sibur. Have shaitan v'nituchan and shall elu v'yelu shoven. How you cut them up and how you skin them, that was shoven, that were equal. Hey, whether it's a korban tzibur or whether it's a korban yochu when you brought a korban elu l'moshol, that you have to first skin it and then cut it up into the pieces, that was the same way whether it was a korban tzibur or korban yochid. And they're both of them is kosher with the zar, and it doesn't need a kain for this piece. You don't have a piece because it wasn't by the Kohanim. It was kosher even with the Tzar. Perek Shlishi. Mishnah says, Omar lehem hamamuna. The one that was appointed over the Kohanim used to say, he told the Kohanim, Tzuru, go out and see, im hegiya zman ha-shchitim. It became already the time in the morning to make the shchitim for the Tomit Shoshachar. Im hegiya, if the time already came, is a roya oimer, the kohen that would see, like the beginning of the light of the day, bar koi. That's what he would say. In other words, if they say, hivrik v'heyer ha-shachar, like the morning star already rose, came up, it's called the beginning of the day already. Matisyo ben shumra oimer, heyer p'nei kol ha-mizrach. He used to have to say that the whole light was meyer, it was heyer, it was lit up, the p'nei, the face of all the east, up until Chevron. And he answered back, yes. So in other words, Matisyo ben Shmuel is saying more than the Tanakhama. It's not enough just to say that Higiyah, that when they said Bar Koi, this little streak of light, but rather he has to say, Heyer Pnei Kol HaMizruch. All the east side is lit up. And then they ask him back the question, Acheb Chevron? Is it even lit up until Chevron? And he asked the answer back, Hain, yes. Mishnah Beis. Why were we so particular here to make sure it's daytime before they do the Shechita of the Tomit Shoshachar? Because it once happened that the sun of the moon came out very clearly at night. And the people thought that it's already daytime. They thought this is the light of the sun coming up on the east side. And they made the shechita on the Karbon HaTomid. And then later they found that they made a mistake, that really it's still night time, this was not the beginning of the day. So the shechita done at night time is possible. It had to burn the Karbon HaTomid. So therefore now from that time on, they were very makpid to make sure somebody was standing on top of the mountains like to see clearly, to make sure it's the beginning of the day, and it's not just the light of the moon. Now when it came to the Zman HaShchitah, now they took the Kohen Gadol down to the Beis HaShchitah to make his first tefillah of the day. Now, Zeh HaKlol Hoyeh BaMikdash. This was the klal in the Beis HaMikdash, that called HaMeisech Es Raglov Toyin Tefillah. Where any time a Kohen had to go, had to let Gedolim out, it is he had to go to the Mikvah after that. For called HaMato Mayim, when he only had to let out water, then Toyin Kiddush Yudayim V'Raglayim. Then he would have to wash his hands Yudayim V'Raglayim from the Kiyur. And this last part of the Mishnah is not Halacha Dafka on Yom Kippur. Agav, the Mishnah tells you this is a cloud for any Kohen in the Beis HaMikdash. Mishnah Gimel. Ein Odom Nichnos Lo Azoro Lo Avoido Afilu Tor Ad She Yitvol. There is no Kohen. It's allowed to walk into the Azor, into the Beis HaMikdash, to do an avodah, even though he's tor, unless he goes to the mikveh first. Before he comes in, he has to go to the mikveh. Now, the azorah here means the ezras Yisrael, and even though it says l'avodah to do the work, it's lav dafka to do the avodah. Any kohen or anybody can't come into the azorah unless first he went to the mikveh, even though he's tor. And one reason is why you have to go to the mikveh is to learn out from the kohen gadol that madach yar when he changes begodim from Big Day Lovin to Big Day Zov to Lovin, you have to go to the mikvah. So for sure, when you come from Choyal into Kodesh, you have to go to the mikvah. And the other reason the Gemara says is, is a person should put on his mind to remember to make sure that he's not tamei. Like, even though he thinks he's tor, but maybe he has to go to the mikveh now and start to think in very carefully to make sure that he didn't touch a mace or go near an oil hamace yesterday. So this is a good way to remind him to think into it. If he was tamei or not, we make him go to the mikveh first. Like, to realize you can only go into the Beis HaMikdash if you're really 100% the tor. Then the Mishnah says, Chomesh tfilois v'yasora kiddushin toivel kohen godol u'mekadesh bori bayoim. On Yom Kippur, 5 times the kohen godol had to go to the mikvah. Every time he changed his clothing. And he had to make a kiddush of yodayim v'raglayim twice. So 2 times 5 is 10. V'chulam ba'kodesh al beis ha'parvo. All of them, all the 4 out of the 5 tfilos were done in the Beis HaMikdash itself by the Beis HaParvo, chutz mizu bavod, excluding the first one. The first tefillah he made, like before he went into the Azara, this tefillah had to be done outside the Beis HaMikdash, because before you come in, you have to have a tefillah. So this first tefillah in the morning, when he first came in, before he came into the Azara, he made 1 tefillah outside, and the other 4 tefillahs were done in the Beis HaMikdash, in the Beis HaParvo. Now, this Beis HaParvo, there was a special lishcha, a special room, that was called the Beis HaParvo, and on the roof of it, there was a special mikvah that the Kohen Gadol used to use. And this first tefillah that he did this on the Shar, which is called the Shar HaMayim, which was outside the Azara, and it was near his room where he was sleeping. Mishnah Dalet. Persu Sadin Shelbutz Benoy Levenhom. And before, when he was going down to the mikvah, he used to spread out a curtain that was made from white linen to divide him and the people. And it was derech tznius, to be tznua when you go to the mikvah, people shouldn't see you. And also the reason why they used boots, this white linen, was to remind them that today's Yom Kippur, and you're going to have to put on your special dalet begodim, which was made from white boots, to remind them like you have a special avodah to do today. Now, Poshat, he would take off his regular clothing that he was wearing, he wore over the night, through the night. Yorad v'tovot, then he went down to the mikvah. Oloi came up in his topic, he dried himself. Hevi oloi v'gdezov. Now the first begodim he put on Yom Kippur in the morning was the 8th begodim, the v'gdezov. V'lovash, he put them on. V'kidesh yodav raglov. After he put them on, then he was mekadesh the first time, his yodayim raglayim. Then they brought him the korban atomid, kruotzoi. He made a shchita. Kruotzoi means he did the exact amount of shchita that's kosher. He did rove of the 2 simonim. Omerik achar shchita yodai. And somebody else, another kohen, like finished off to cut the rest of the 2 simonim. Lavada, the behemoth is kosher the way it is. Because anything that you need for the hechsher has to be done with the kohen gadol. But he couldn't wait to finish off the whole shechita because he had himself to make the Kabbalah Sadam. So therefore he did as much as is necessary for the halacha, and the rest, another kohen came and finished. Now Kibbul Es Hadom, he, this kohen gadol, first went to receive the blood in the mizrak and the kli, the zroka, and he made the zrika Sadam. On the mizbeach ha'achitzim. Nichnas lahaktik teresh al-shachar. Then he went in to the Heichel to bring it into the Mizbeach HaPnim to be marked of the Keteris that's brought like every single day. All the Heichel was a nervous, and he was inside the Heichel. He also fixed up the nervous. He took out the dust, the ashes from the nervous. All the Heichel was a nervous. All the Hakrev was a rosh, he also burnt them. He brought up and burnt the rosh, the head, and the avorim, the piece of meat of this korban atamid. In other words, he finished completely the avoid of the korban atamid. The esachavitim, he also brought the special mincha that the kohen gadol brings every single day. The eshayayin, and he also brought the ayayin that you needed, the nesachayayin. And also, of course, he had to do the mincha that was necessary for the tamid. And the reason why the mission doesn't mention this, some say it's Nichlal Bechlal Bechavitin. When it says he brought his mincha, he like brought 2 minchas. One, his special mincha, the Kohen Gadol brings every single day, twice in the morning and evening. And who had in, Ben Arboyim, And then while doing the special mincha for the Tomit. This is what he did when he was rearing the first time his eighth Gadim. Now, Kitoyre Shal Shachar Hoy Sokrevo Bein Dom Lirvorn. The Ketoros in the morning was brought after he made the Zerikas Adom of the Korban HaTomid, and before he lay Vorim. Before he was marked, and before he burnt the Vorim. That's when they brought the Ketoros. Shal Bein Habayim, when was the Ketoros of the afternoon brought? Bein Evorim Nesochim. As after you burnt the Evorim, before you brought the Nesochim, that's when they brought the Ketoros Bein Habayim. If the Kohen Gadol was old, or Yistunis, or else he was a Mufunik, he was Yistunis, he was very, very fragile, is Mechamin Loi Chamin, they heated up hot water, Umatilos Totoich Hatzonin, and they poured the hot water into the cold water, Kadesh Tophletinosin, in order to take away his cold, if it became cold. In other words, the Kohen had to go to the mikveh, and the mikveh was cold. So if he was an older Kohen, and it bothered him a lot, the heat, the cold, they had hot water that they heated up before Yom Kippur, and then on Yom Kippur they poured this hot water into the mikveh, in order to let the mikveh not be freezing cold, but just to be, like, comfortable. That's what they did if the Kohen, if it was necessary for the Kohen. The Mishnah Vov, then they brought the Kohen Gadol to the Beis HaParvo. That was a Lishcha room in the Yazor. And on top of the roof was the Beis HaTfilah. The Beis HaParvo, this room was in the Yazor, and Kedushas Yazor. Perasu Sodin Shavutz, they put a curtain of linen between him and the people. Now Kiddush Yod Avraglo, before he took off his big day Zov, first he had to make a Kiddush Yod Avraglo. Forshat, then he took off the big dissolve. Rabbi Meir Weimer, no, Forshat, first he took off the big dissolve. Then Kiddush Yod Avraglov. Then Yorad Vitovel, he went to the mikvah, which was on top of his gag, on top of the roof of the Beis HaParvo, with this was the tefillah in the Azorah. All of his topic came up and he dried himself. Havil Lavig Deloven. Then they brought the special four Begodim Big Deloven that the Kohen Gadol wears on Yom Kippur. Nova, she put them on, the Kiddush Yod of Raglov. He was Mekadosh a second time, he was Yodayim of Raglayim. The Mishnah Zayin, B'shachar ho'yeloivesh pelusin shel shnei mosamona. He said, in the morning, the first time the Kohen Gadol put on his big day lovon, the four begodim was made from boots, from linen, but it was made from the linen that came from the city called Plusin, and it was value of Shnei Mosamona. It was very expensive. Well, then Harbayim Mashenkin later on in the day, when he put on the second time the Big Day Lovon, there was a different type, a different pair of Big Day Lovon he had then. And there the flax came from Hindavin, and it was only Shel Shmoyne Meir Zuz. It was 800 Zuz. That some say that's 8 mona. Divrei Rabbi Meir, that's a Meir Shita. V'chol mona v'chol misrei, v'shachar hoi loy v'rish shel shmoyne osa mona. Right, turn over. V'chachomim oimim, v'chom say, v'ashachar, in the morning, ho'yaloi v'yish shel shmoyne osa mona. As the big beloved was worth 18 mona. U'vein ha'bayim shel shneim osa mona. But in the afternoon, the second time he put on the big beloved, it was a different pair of big beloved, then it was worth 12 mona. Ha'akil shloishim mona. Altogether was worth 30 mona. And the Gemara explains the reason why the Chum say was worth $30, 30 mona, is like to teach us, even though they said in the morning it was 18, and the Ben Abayim was 12, it didn't Badafka have to be this amount. It could have been a little bit more in the morning, and it could have been less in the afternoon. But the Kitzur, it had to add up to together be worth 30 mona, and always the morning's clothing was worth more than the afternoon's. And Elo Michel Tzibur, this money came from the Tzibur, the Imrat Elohesif Moisif Mishaloi. His tzibur had to give at least 30 mana to buy these two pairs of these four big day lovin. But if the Kohen Gadol wanted to add from his own money to have it more valuable, he could do it. But the more that he pays, he has to give it over to Hegdish with the Matana Gemurah, that the money should belong to Hegdish. And the Gemurah dashes from Sukkim, Bad, to teach us that the morning begodim has to be more valuable than the afternoon. Then Mishneches, Boloi Eitzo Poroi, then the Kohen Gadol went near his special power that he brought for Chatis, Ufaro Hoyoimed Ben Ulam Volamizbech. His power was standing between the Ulam and the Mizbech. But the Gemara says to make it easy for the Kohen Gadol that he should not have to carry the blood too far on Yom Kippur. Therefore, they have their power as close as possible to the Ulam. Today, he should just take it down from there and go straight into the Ulam. Now, Roishoi Ladorim, Uponov Lomarim. The power's head was facing towards the south. Uponov, and his face was turning towards Marv. But the Gemara says he like his face was standing between, his body was standing between Dorum and Sofen, and they turned his head just like a right angle to be facing towards the Marav, towards the west side, towards the Kodesh. Fi ha-Kohen oimed ba-Mizrach, and the Kohen was standing like in back of the animal on the east, uponov l'Marav, and the Kohen's face was facing towards the Marav, towards the Kodesh. Fi soimech shtei yodav olav u'mesvada, the Kohen Gadol will put his two hands on top of his power and say vidui. And what would he say? The Kochoyomer. This is the way he used to say, Onu Hashem, Avisi Poshati Chotosi Lefanecho. He says, Avisi Adiraveris Bemezit. Poshati Adiraveris Bemerit. Rebelling. And Chotosi Adiraveris Peshogit. Lefanecho in front of you. Ani mi Ovesi in my house, means my wife. Onu Hashem, please Hashem, Kapano, forgive us. La Avoinus Vulap Shoim Vlachatoyim. She'ovisi v'she'poshati v'she'chotosu l'funecho ani yoveisi, me and my house, my wife, kakosu b'soiras moisha avdecho, like it says in the Torah, ki v'yoyim hazeh yichapar eleichem, v'enoyna machrov boruch shem kevoy machus le'olam vod. It was every time he said the word Hashem here, it was three times, he said the word Hashem, Hashem, and then it's possible, ki v'yoyim zechap eleichem, alfei Hashem titoru, is he said the Shem HaMeferish. So whenever he said the Shem HaMeferish, whoever heard it had to answer back, Baruch Shem Kavod Machusa Le'olam Vod. Like with Dash in the Pasuk, Yishem Hashem Ekru HaVogodol Olakeinu. And when they say Hashem's name, you have to give back, Godol, let's give back a Shvach to Hashem, you have to say, Baruch Shem Kavod Machusa Le'olam Vod. Mishneh Tet. Boloi Le'mizrach Ha'azora. Now the Kohen Gadol walked down to the east side of the Azora, Litzvoin HaMizbeach, still on the north side of the Mizbeach. Now Haskan Miyaminoi, this Kan, the second in charge to the Kohen Gadol, he was walking down on the right side of the Kohen Gadol, for Rosh Beis Av Mismerli. And the head of the Beis Av walked on the left side. In other words, the Mishmorim, the way it worked was, in the Beis Hamikdash, the Kohanim, they were mechulak into 24 different Mishmoris, and every single week had another Mishmor, and every Mishmer was divided into six. Each day had its own Mishmer. So that the Rosh Beis Av means the head of the Mishmer of that day. He was the head of the Kohanim of that day, and he walked on the left side of the Kohen Gadol. And they walked down to the east side. Now, Visham Shnei Sirim. Over there were two Sirim, two goats. V'kalpe Hois Hashem. There was like a box there that they chose, made the Gerol from. Uvo Shnei Gerolis. And there were also two gerolas, like two pieces, that on them one was written Kodesh Lashem, one was written Lazozel, and they put it into the kalfi, into this box, and they chose from the box. Now, Shel Ashkeroya Hoya was made from this wood called Ashkeroya. It was a type of a wood. The Ason Ben Gamlel Shozov, Mashenkein Ben Gamlel, he made it out, he was a Kohen Gadol, he made it from gold. He made the gerolas made out of gold. And the Chomim gave him Shvach, praised him for it. It was a nice thing, like the Mahadah, the Gerolas, not just to make it out of wood, he made it out of gold. It was a nice thing. Mishnah Yud. Ben Kotin also Shnei Moso Dad Lakir. Ben Kotin, he was also a Kohen Gadol, and he made 12 sprouts coming out of the Kir. Shlohoye lo yele shnayim, because the Matril there were only two. Mashenken, later he added another 10, in order that all the Kahanim that are working by the Korban HaTomid, Shel Shachar, should be able to wash their hands at the same time. The Yafu also Muchni Lakir. He also made a Muchni, that's a Galgal, that's like he made a wheel, like to lower down the Kir. His Yafu also Muchni Lakir. He made a Galgal, that's the wheel, to lower it down. Shloyir name of Nisolam Lina. Because Allah is the water that you filled up into the kiyur in the daytime, it has a kedushas aguf on it, and the chur when it comes nighttime, after the nighttime, it should have a psulina, you should not be able to use this water the next day. And it's not night to let the water become posel. So therefore the Yetzer was, put the whole kiyur down at night, they hoisted it down into like a mikvah, and now the water was touching the mikvah water, therefore would not get a psulina on the water. So that's what, these are the two things that Ben Cotton did, that he made 12 sprouts to the kiyur, and also he made the muchni le kiyur. Now, mundvaz ha-melech ho-yo-yse kol yodois ha-kelem sho-yom ha-kipurim sho-zof. Mundvaz ha-melech, he made also a hider to the kelem that they used on Yom Kippur, and he made the handles of them gold. And the Gemara says it means the handles of the sakan of the knives that he used, he made out of gold, but the blade itself he couldn't make out of gold because it wouldn't be sharp enough to cut with. Hilni imoi also saw nivreshesh eshel zov. Hilni imoi, she made a menorah made out of gold, al pischa shel hechel, that she put it on the opening of the hechel. And the reason they did that was because when the sun shines in the morning, everybody is able to know it's a giyah zman kriyishma. The yafi also saw tavla shel zov. She also made a golden plank, that they had the Pasha of Saita written on it. And Mela, any kohen that wanted to write the Megillah Saita would look at this plaque, and know how to write it. Niknor Nasa Nisil Madal Saitov. Niknor, he brought a special glossa, special doors for the gates of the Beis Hamikdash. And since Nisim happened when he brought it, and therefore was called on his name, and Voyim Askir Nisil Shvach, the Chum gave him tremendous praise for what he did to bring these gates, and that's why his shire was still called Shar Nikna. The Mishnah Yud Aleph, the Yelu Lignai, these were the people that did things bad, that the Chomim were Maska remembered them for the bad things they did, that Shel Beis Garmoy, this house called Beis Garmoy, that Lerotsu Lelameid Almay Selechem Aponim, they did not want to teach the other Kahanim how to bake the Lechem Aponim. There was a special Chochm involved to make it the right way, they knew how to do it. They didn't want to teach the other people. So Chabon thought that was a bad thing. Shel Beis Avtinus, Lerotz Lelameid Almaisa HaKteris. These people in the Beis Avtinus, they knew how to make the Keteris the right way. They knew how to make the smoke come up very good. And they didn't want to teach it to the others. Hugras Ben Levi, Hoyodeya Perik Bashir. He knew how to sing very nice, very sweet. He was able to make a very nice, sweet voice come out of his mouth. And for Loirotzu Lelamed, he didn't want to teach the others how to do it. Ben Kamtzor Loirotzu Lelamed Al Maisa Haksov. He knew how to write very good, and they didn't want to teach it to the other people. That he was able to take, the Gemara says, 4 pens in his hands and write 4 different words at a time. So he knew how to write very good, and they didn't want to teach to other people. Is Al Horishainim Nehmar Zeicha Tzadik Levrocha. And the first part of the Mishnah before, that the Mara said, the Mishnah said they did good things, we say Zeicha Tzadik Levrocha. We're supposed to remember them, L'shvach Ayidei Masayim. V'yal Elu, on the last ones, Nehmar, the Pasuk says, V'shem Rishoyim Yirkov. The name of a Rosh should be rotten away. In other words, we should not mention it. Here, then Perik Revi, first Mishnah says, Torah Bekalfi. As the Kohen Gadol used to shake this kalfi, the box that he had the 2 gerolas in, fehe'elo shnei gerolas, and he picked up with his 2 hands the 2 different gerolas, the 2 different ksavim. Echod kosav olov lashem, one was written on it, the word lashem, and it was a shvichatis lashem, the echod kosav olov lazozel, and on the other ksavi was written that soy, that goat, should be lazozel. Haskon miyaminon, the scan was on his right side. The Reish space of Mismerli, and the Reish space of that Mishmer of that day, was on the left side. And what happened like this, Im shel shem ola b'minoi, if on the Kohen Gadol's right hand, came up the ksav that said Lashem on it. It's Askan Omaloi, so the Askan would tell back to the Kohen Gadol, Ishi Kohen Gadol, like Yuchasheva, Kohen Gadol, Hagba Yemincha. Pick up your right hand, like show everybody that in your right hand came up the Chatas Lashem, which this is a simon of Chashivas, because it's much more Choshev if the Chatas, which goes Lashem, comes up in his right hand. So if it came up in his right hand, he should show it to everybody. The Im Shel Shem Ola Bismoyloi, what's going to happen though if in his left hand it came up the ksav that says Lashem? And in other words, in the Kohen Gadol's right hand, it came up the ksav that said Lazozel. Then, Reish Beis Av Oymaloi, the head of the Beis Av, told the Kohen Gadol, Ishi Kohen Gadol, Hagbah Samolcho, lift up your left hand. In other words, not the Skan said it anymore, but only the Beis Av told the Kohen Gadol, pick up your left hand. Now, Nisonon Al Shnei Hasirin, the Kohen Gadol would put these two ksavim on top of the two heads of the two goats. And like the Gemara says, really, the two goats were in front of him. One on the Kohen Gadol's right side, one on his left side. So whatever came up in the right hand, the Kohen Gadol put on top of the right goat. And what came up in his left hand, he put on top of the left goat. So that's what the Mishnah says. Nisonon Al Shnei Hasirim. He put now like his two hands on top of the two goats in front of him. And V'yomri said, Lashem Chatas. He's the one that, whatever hand the ksav of Lashem came up, when he put it on top of that soyer, he also spoke out. Not just that he put down the girl, the ksav, on top of the soyer, but he also spoke out to say, Lashem Chatas. Rabbi Yishmael says, L'hayisarach Leimer Chatas Elo Lashem. He didn't have to say the word Chatas, he just said Lashem. The Kohanim there that heard him say the Shem HaMefarish, they had to answer back, Baruch Shem Kavod Machus Lolam Voed. As when the Kohen Gadol said Lashem, he read it the way you read it, the way you read the Shem HaMefarish. Here in Mishnah Beis, Koshar Loshon Shel Zohoris Barosh Soyer HaMishtaleich VeHemidoi Keneged Beis Shiluchai. Is now the Kohen Gadol took a red piece of wool and he tied it on top of the head of the goat that came out to be Lazozel, and then he put this goat Kineged Beis Shiluchai. He put this sawyer near the gate that eventually they're going to take him out to go to the Midbar, which was the Shar Mizrach. So on the east gate, that's where they put this sawyer to stay there. They didn't send him away right now, they sent him away much later on in the day. But right now they just put him there to stay there until eventually later they'll come to take him out. Now, Ula Nishkat, what about the soyer that came out to be the Chatas Lashem that we're going to make a Shchitur on? Kineged Beis Shchitosai. He also tied a red piece of wool around his neck where the Makam HaShchitur was. And the Gemara explains the reason why the Kohen Gadol now tied the strings of red wool around these two serim was in order that these two serim now should not get mixed up with any other serim. And they made a difference between these two, so we should know which one is Lazozel, is the one that has the red string around his head, and the one that has the red string around his neck by the Beis HaShchita, that's the one that's a soyer of a Chatas Lashem. Now, after the Kohen Gadol made the two garolois, now Boloi Eitzo Poroi Shania. The Kohen Gadol went back to his par the second time. And this is the second time because the Kohen Gadol already said once vidui on his par. Now after he made the Shnei Gerolois, now he came back to his par again and he said a second time vidui. The Soimech Shtei Yodav Olav, and he put his two hands on top of it, on top of the par. Umesvad, and he said vidui. The Kach Hoyoim, this is the way he said, Honor Hashem, please Hashem. O Visi Poshati Chotos Lefenecho. Avisi means I did chatoyim b'mezid. Poshati I did it b'merit. I rebelled against you. Chatosi I did chatoyim b'shegig. Ani uveisi uvenei Aaron am kadoshecha. Me and my house, my wife, and all the kahanim. Ono Hashem, please Hashem, kapa no la avoinus v'la pshoyim v'la chatoyim. She avisi v'she poshati v'she chatos lofnechom. Hey, please forgive us for all the errors we did, whether it was done b'shegig, b'mezid, or b'merit. Ani uveisi uvenei Aaron am kadoshecha. Hakosve b'saras Moshe avdecha, like it says in the Torah. Ki vayoyim hazeh, on this day of Yom Kippur, yichaper aleichem, I will forgive you. Letayreschem, to make you clean. Mikol chatoseichem, from all the averus we have. Lefnei Hashem titoru, that we can become clean in front of Hashem. This is the vidu the Kohen Gadol said the second time, and now he included even the rest of the Kohanim. Then Oinim Achra of the Kohanim that heard this had to answer back, Baruch Shem Kavod Machus El Olam Vod, because the Kohen Gadol now mentioned three times again the Shem HaMeferish. So since he mentioned it three times, it's like each time they have to answer back, Baruch Shem Kavod Machus El Olam Vod. And the Gemara explains the reason why he had to say two times vidui was like the first time he said vidui just for himself and his wife, and what he should become clean. Now once he's pure, then he could go say vidui a second time for the rest of the Kohanim. Then Mishnah Gimel, Shchotoi, the Kohen Gadol made his shchit on his par, on his special korban chatas here, v'kibel ba mizrak esdomai. And after the Kohen Gadol made the shchita, he himself had to make the kabbalah. He received the dam the mizrak with his kli, this vessel, kli sharis, on the sonoi lemishu memores boy, and he gave over this mizrak, now gave over this kli to somebody else, another kohen, that would stand and mix up this blood, in order that the blood should not gel or should not get hard. In other words, the Kohen Gadol did not use the dam right now to make the zrika. He had to do other things first. So in between, to make sure the blood does not gel and get hard, somebody was standing there and mixing it up the whole time. Al horoived horivii shavahechel, on the fourth, like a set of stones on the floor of the hechel. In other words, the floor of the azara was made rows and rows of avnei sheish, of avonim, of marble stones. So the fourth row of stones, that's where this kohen was staying there and mixing up the blood. And the Mishnah says kadesh la yikrish, in order that the blood should not become hard. Now, in between now, Notal Machto, the Kohen Gadol, took his shovel. The all on the Rosh HaMizbeach. He went on top of the Mizbeach HaChitzayim. Ufino Gecholim. And he, like, cleaned out the coals there. He, Elech Velech. He, like, moved the side, the coals, this side and that side. The Choysem Min HaMucholais HaPanimius. And now the Kohen Gadol had to take a shovel full from the middle parts of the coals that were eaten up already. Hamucholos means they were burnt through and through. Hapanimius, the inside, like ashes already. The yorad v'hinicho al haroived haravi shabazara. And after the Kohen Gadol took this shovel full of these ashes, of these eaten up coals, he took it and put it down now, again the same place where the dam was, on the fourth row of the stones of the floor of the azara. And the purpose of taking these coals were in order to be able to burn soon the keteris. Now, Mishnah Dalet, the Chol Yoim, every single day, also there was the avoid of the Keteris, that the Kohen had to take the coals from the outside Mizbeach and bring it into the inside Mizbeach, the Mizbeach HaPnim. So, the Chol Yoim, every single day when the Kohen did it, Choyseh B'Shal Kesef, he used to use a silver shovel to take the coals off the outside Mizbeach, U'moreh B'Serech Shozot, and then he would pour those coals into a golden shovel. V'hayoyim ha'shenken on Yom Kippur, choyseh b'shel zohov, right away the Kohen Gadol shoveled up the coals with a golden shovel. U'vohoyim achnis, and with the same shovel he would bring the coals into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. As in order to make it easier for the Kohen Gadol not to have to pour off one to the other, right away he took the gold. Now b'chol yoyim choyseh b'shel arbaz kabin, every day, when the Kohen loved after Kohen Gadol, any Kohen that was able to do the Keteris, he had to first take his silver shovel on the outside Mizbeach, and he filled it up. That silver shovel held 4 kabin worth of coals. Then, Umo'ora B'Seich Shal Shleishes kabin. Then they poured it into the golden shovel, which only held 3 kabin worth of coals. And that's how many that's how much coals they needed to bring onto the Mizbeach HaPnim. V'hayoyim, Mashenken Trei on Yom Kippur, Choyseh b'shel shloishes kabin. They used right away the golden shovel, which only held 3 kabin of coals. Uvoho yomachnis. And these 3 kabin of coals he would bring into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Rabbi Yossi said, b'chol yoyim choyseh b'shel sor. Now every day they used to take coals of a sor's worth of coals. Umara b'serch shel shloishes kabin. And they would pour it off into a kli, into the golden kli, that would hold 3 kabin. Now, Rabbi Yossi holds that every day they did b'shel sor, a sor 6 kabin. It's more than the Tanakhama. The Tanakhama says they used 4 and then poured it into one that had 3. Rabbi Yossi says no. Right away in the morning, the silver one held six carbon, a saw. And then they used to pour those six into a smaller one, into a golden a shovel, which held three carbon. V'hayoyin, maran yom kippur, this is maskim, that choyse b'shal shloishes carbon, uvoho yomachnes. He also only used his golden shovel that held three carbon, and that's how he took three carbons worth of coals off the outside mizbeach, and he brought this into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. V'chol yoyim hoysa kveida. Every day it was weighed a lot. It was a heavy shovel. V'hayoyim kala. But today they try to make it as light as possible. In other words, usually it was a thick shovel, but today on Yom Kippur, since the Kohen Gadol is weak, he's fasting, they try to make it as easy as possible. It was a very thin, the sides are very thin. Therefore, it didn't weigh too much. V'chol yoyim hoysa yodik tzara. A whole year round, the shovel did not have a long handle to it. It was a short handle. V'hayoyim arucha, but today on Yom Kippur was a long handle, so it'll be easier to hold it, like you'll have your arm can help you along. The long handle could be under your arm. It will help you along carrying it. Every day, the second shovel, which was gold, was like a green gold. But today, it was a red gold, a more chosh of a gold. This is what Rabbi Nachman holds. The Mishnah says, Makriv pros b'shachris or pros ben habayim. Every year round, the mitzvah of the Keteris is to bring a pros in the morning, and a pros ben harboyim. Now this is a chatzi mona, which weighs chamishim dinner. In other words, every day you had to bring a complete mona of the keteris. Half of the mona was in the morning, and half was in ben harboyim. V'hayoyim b'trei on Yom Kippur. Not only did they bring the regular keteris, this much, the regular chatzi pras baboyker, and chatzi pras ben harboyim, but they also had a special keteris that covered Yom Kippur, that v'hayoyim moisif moloi chofna. Today he had added another two handfuls worth of the keteris. Now, b'chol yoyim hoysa daka, the whole year round the keteris true was ground up, the daka thin, v'hayoyim daka min adaka. But today on Yom Kippur, the special keteris has to be ground up like twice, has to be daka min adaka. Very, very fine. Like the pasuk says, v'shachakta mimenu hodik. Now, the special keteris that we're saying now that was daka min adaka, that's only on the keteris that the Kohen Gadol brought lefnai lefnim, the molei chofnov, his special two handful that was brought lekoved Yom Kippur. But the regular keteris that was brought on Yom Kippur also did not have to be daka min hadaka. Mishnah Hey, v'chol yoin kahanim oilim b'mizrochoi shel kevesh. It's every day when the kahanim used to go up the plank to the mizbeach to burn the avorim, the piece of the meat of the korban, a tomid, used to go up on the east side, the yardim b'marovoi. In other words, they would go up, and they'd make a right turn, and go all around, and come down on the west side. V'hayoyin, mashenken trei on Yom Kippur, koyen gadol oile b'yemtza. The koyen gadol could walk straight up in the middle. The yorid b'yemtza, and he comes down straight in the middle. And the Farshim said, the pshat is to show the kovod, the respect, and the chibud, the love of the koyen gadol, that he's allowed to go whichever way he wants. He could go straight into the Mizbech. In other words, even though a regular Kohen has to have year and has to be afraid, so he has to go right and all around, only around the corners, but a Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur, he could show like he's a Ben Melech, like he belongs here, that he has a right to go straight in the middle. Rabbi Yehuda Weiner, Liyelem Kohen Gadol Oile B'yemtza V'yorek B'yemtza. No, he holds every day, even every day of the year, the Kohen Gadol is allowed to go up and come down straight in the middle for the same Svarim. Since he's the Kohen Gadol, he has a right to show like he's special. B'chol yoyim Kohen Gadol mekadesh yodav v'raglav minakir. Every day, if the Kohen Gadol wanted to come and to do avoid in the Beis Hamikdash, he had to be mekadesh his hands and reglayim from the kir. V'hayoyim, but today, minakiton shozov. On Yom Kippur, they had a special like bucket of water, that kiton shozov, made out of gold, that it also was a klisheris, and the water inside had a kedusha. So he used to wash his hands not from the regular kiyor, but from a special kiton shozov. We have Yehuda Aimer, Yehuda says, Li'erlam Kohen Gadol Mekadesh Yodav Raglov Min HaKiton Shozov. Yehuda again holds, no, every single day of the year, the Kohen Gadol has to have a special kiton, a special bucket of water that he washes his hands and his feet from, and it was a special bucket made out of the gold. Mishnah Vov, B'chol Yoyim Hoyisham Arba Marochis. every day of the year, on top of the Mizbeach HaChitzoin, there were four Marochas, four different fireplaces where they burned different things. We'll see why. V'hayoyim Chomish. But today on Yom Kippur, there was a special Marocha to take out the coals to burn the Keteros and the Fnei Lefnim. You had to have a special Marocha, a special fireplace on the outside Mizbeach. Divi Rabbi Meir, this is Rabbi Meir Shita. Rabbi Yossi says, B'chol Yom Sholosh. Every day you only had to have three marochas, three special fireplaces on top of the Mizbech HaChitzon. The Hayyim Arba, but today on Yom Kippur, you have to have a fourth one. Is that everybody's moida? On Yom Kippur needs a special marocha in order to take the ashes to be able to burn the terrorists in Lefnei Lefnim. Rabbi Yehuda says, B'chol Yom Shtayim. Every day of the year you only had to have two marochas. The Hayyim Sholosh, but on Yom Kippur you have to have a third one. Yeah, you have to have a special one for Yom Kippur, the third one. Now, that even according to Rabbi Yehuda, he holds you have to have two every single day. Now, one you have to have, that's the Marocha Gedolah, where we burn the Kavanas that are brought that day. So that's one everybody holds you have to have. And the second one is, the second Marocha, a little bit smaller, that's in order to take the coals into the Mizbeach HaPnim to burn the Keteros that's brought every single day. Then if you hold there's a third one, the third one was time to Mekayim the Mitzvah, that there should always be Eish al HaMizbeach. So there's a special marocha, third marocha, l'kiyum eish. Like the pasuk says, v'eish al mizbeach tukad boi lo yisichve. And according to the Tanakam, according to our mayor that holds every day there was four, the fourth one was a special marocha to burn the evorim that were left over. In other words, from the tomid shorben habayim, yesterday's korban atomid, if you do not have enough time to burn it through that night, so when it comes the next morning, you can't put it on the regular marocha, because the regular big marocha is only for the kabonis of that day. And this is like a leftover korban from yesterday. So they used to have a special, a fourth marocha, where they could burn it. That was Rav Meir Shita. The B.A.C.L.s know you do not have a special marocha for that, but you only have to have three. One for the marocha gedolah, one for the shni, the second one to make the keteris with, and the third one was for the kiyumesh. And the B.A.C.L.s know every day there's only two, the regular marocha gedolah, and the second one for the keteris. But on Yom Kippur, everybody's masking, you have to have a special one for the special keteris that's brought Lefnei Lefnim. You have to have a special marocha to get the coals from that marocha. Perek Hei. Now we're going back to what we spoke about at the end of the third perek, that the Kohen Gadol finished already his par. He made his vidu, the second vidu on his par, and he already made a zrika, he made a shchita and kabbalas adam, and the dam was standing there waiting. But so now he took care of the keteris. So what he did was he already took the coals off the Mizbech HaChitzon. Now, Hoitzioloi, they brought out to the Kohen Gadol as Hakaf Yes HaMachta. They brought out to him the spoon and the machta, the shovel pin. V'chofan Meloi Chofnov. The shovel pin means here a shovel pin full of keteris. Before we were speaking about, he took the shovel pin to take a shovel full of coals. We had then it was made out of gold, the special one for Yom Kippur, and it held three carbon. Now we're talking about the keteris itself, the spices itself. So they took out from a lishcha, a room, a kaf, that's like a spoon, and a machta in the pail, and the shovel. And the shovel was full of keteris. V'chofan maloi chofnov. The Kohen Gadol took two handfuls worth of this keteris. V'nosan l'sfecha kaf. And he put it into the spoon. Hagodol l'fi godloi, v'yakot l'fi kotloi. There wasn't exact measurement how much keteris she had to use. The shear was two handfuls. If the Kohen Gadol was a big person, had bigger hand, it was a bigger shear. If it was a smaller Kohen Gadol, a smaller hand, it was a smaller shear. But you have to have two complete handfuls. This was the midah, how much keteris you have to have. In other words, not more and not less. You can't add to this midah. Now, not the less samachta biminoi, the Kohen Gadol would hold in his right hand the machta, the shovel pan, full of the coals. V'yesakaf bismerloi. And the spoon now that has the exact amount of the keteris, the two handfuls, in his left hand. He would walk through the heichel. Until he came in between the two curtains, hamavdilus that separated, bein ha-kodesh or bein kodesh ha-kodoshim. Between the heichel, between the kodesh, and inside, lefnai and lefnim, the kodesh ha-kodoshim. U'beneyam amma. And in between the curtains was an amma. Rabbi, that's the Tanakamashita, that in the base of Mikdash Hasheni, we did not have the Yama Traxin, but rather there were two curtains there, and in between them there was an Amma. Rabbi Yosi Yaimano Lehoise Shom Ela Proches Achas Bavad. There was only one proches, only one curtain dividing the